Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, and other Apple products are worth at Gazelle.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 95, which is divisible by 5. This is the show that covers the latest iPhone news, apps, tips, and tricks. I'm Sarah Lane, your friendly guide to all things iOS. Est-ce que vous êtes prêt? I'm studying French right now. Okay, allons-y. Number one. So last week, we talked about how family sharing and messages were two killer features coming to iOS 8, which, as a reminder, is currently in developer beta, not quite ready for prime time. We're going to have to wait till the fall to actually get that out of beta. They've got some bugs to squash. However, there is a lot to look forward to. For those of us who have more than one iDevice and maybe even a Mac or two, I know you're out there, a feature called Handoff is going to sync everything you do more easily between your devices in iOS 8. So let's say you start writing an email on your iPhone. Then you can pick up where you left off in the same email on your Mac later if you've got to switch devices. Or maybe you're browsing the web on your Mac, then you know you pick up your iPad or something, and it's going to be right at that same link, and all you have to do is be using the same iCloud account. So Handoff will work with Apple Mail, Safari, Pages, Numbers, Keynote, Maps, Messages, Reminders, Calendar, and Contacts, pretty much all the good native Apple apps. Well, good maybe. It depends on who you are, how you feel about that. Developers, though, can build Handoff into their apps, or they will be able to. That's the part that I really like, and I hope that developers take advantage of this because it's been ages since I used the native mail app, for example, on my iPhone. I want continuity in as many places as possible. Kind of exciting stuff. Number two, how about a brand new infuriating game to raise your blood pressure? Why not? Hypertension is cool. Bleck. That's the name of this app. It's a game. It's been around since March, actually. We've never talked about it on this show. But it's become such a favorite of a lot of my iPhone game-loving friends, I figured we're just going to have to go for it. The idea is that you want to clear the dots on the screen without hitting a black dot, which comes up now and then, as easy as possible. It's a little hard to explain, but whatever you draw then becomes a fluid motion, and you only get one chance to draw it perfectly in order to clear the colors. What's nice is that there's no specific move you need to master necessarily. Each level has potentially a lot of different solving possibilities. But also in that sense, at least for me, it's frustrating because I'm not sure how much skill is really going into it. Sometimes I just start scribbling on the page and seeing what happens. Then again, I'm also really bad at pool because I don't know how to think ahead. So currently there are 60 levels in Bleck and I'm stuck like way below that. So unless you're a wizard, you'll probably be entertained for a while. The company does say that more levels are coming soon though. Plus, with iCloud Sync, you can pick up a game from another iDevice. We've kind of got a theme going here. All in all, it's a really pretty game, and points for a game that nobody else has done before. If you're ready to give it a go, it's $2.99 in the App Store. Number three. So, I don't know about you, but sometimes I eat right, and I get enough sleep, and I exercise, and I still have days when my brain is so foggy, I cannot think, and I wonder, is it all going to hell? So I thought I'd give an app called Elevate a whirl. It's a brain training app that's designed to improve your focus and your speaking skills and your processing speed, stuff like that. Depending on what you feel you should focus on, I don't know, maybe it's reading comprehension or maybe you've got a terrible attention span. That's me. You get a personalized training program that adjusts over time based on how you do. And I love it. So not only do you get performance tracking as you move along, but Elevate works to make sure even if you're doing well, your experience is constantly challenging you. So you've got a workout calendar to stay motivated. Well, brain workout calendar anyway. Elevate's games draw on the same tests that are used in cognitive learning and neuroscience studies. So there's definitely data getting collected from how well you do or how well you don't do. But hey, if you're doing well, you're a good indication that the human race is doing A-OK. I signed up via Facebook Connect But if you're not comfortable with that, and I know a lot of you aren't, you can create an account from scratch too. Elevate is completely free and done really well. I give it 2 brain cells up. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle. If you're thinking about getting the new iPad or iPhone, hey, both are rumored to be coming this fall, maybe in different sizes. Gazelle wants to buy your used iPhone, iPad, or smartphone. You can lock in a price today and then send your advice to Gazelle when you get a new one because Gazelle's offer is good for 30 days. The company makes selling your used gadgets really fast and really simple. Here's what you do. Go to gazelle.com, that's G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com, and just enter your item. Find what Gazelle wants to give you for it. They'll even buy broken iPhones and iPads, so if you've been rough on your stuff and you got them in a junk drawer, you can still get money for them. In fact, you can get a risk-free offer for your gadgets, and Gazelle will even throw in free shipping. When it's time to get paid, you can get paid by check, by PayPal, or with an extra 5% on an Amazon gift card. If you like Amazon, that one makes a lot of sense. Go to gazelle.com right now and get that offer. You will get paid in cash. Payment is fast. It's within just a few days of the item being received. And those offers are good for 30 days. So if you lock in your price, you know you've got a nice, solid month to get all your stuff in order and get your products mailed off to Gazelle. Gazelle will even wipe your data for free. It's trustworthy. They've paid over $100 million to over 700,000 customers. Again, free shipping, fast process, no hassles at all. What's your iPhone worth? Take a minute and go to gazelle.com to find out. But do it now because this iPhone isn't getting any more expensive. It'll lose value the longer you wait. Thanks so much to Gazelle for sponsoring this episode of i5. Number 4. We got a DuTip email from Ahmad who wants your videos to be a little more succinct. He writes, "Don't know if you've covered this before, but I just noticed I could trim my videos. All I did was hold any of the arrows on the preview and the trim option appeared."
Mmm, yummy spaghetti.
So, working in this industry as long as I have, I cannot emphasize enough how nice a good video trim can be, especially if you're going to, I don't know, import a bunch of video clips into something like iMovie later on. Even if you don't fancy yourself a video editor, you don't even really feel comfortable doing video manipulation, you could always cut out the part of a video at your niece's soccer game where you accidentally recorded your feet for 3 seconds before you send it off to your sister, that sort of thing. Do not fear the trim. Just trim wisely. And thanks, Ahmad. Finally, number 5. I would like to talk about maps. This is a handy duh tip coming from Rico, and it works for both Apple Maps and Google Maps. Now, I personally prefer Google Maps for a variety of reasons, but a lot of apps will launch Apple Maps by default, so it's nice to have a duh tip that works for both. Rico writes, "You already knew that you could double tap to zoom in, right? Did you know that you could 2-finger tap to zoom out in Google and Apple Maps? Mind-blowing, right? Being a contrarian, I've never been a fan of the pinch-to-zoom fad, especially when it takes my maps off that perfect north orientation. Who in the heck wants the north in their maps pointed anywhere but up?" You know, Rico, it's funny because I'm not a pinch-to-zoom hater. I think it's perfectly fine. But I do see your point about the north orientation, and I had no idea about the 2-finger tap. How does that happen? Zoom out with no repercussions? That's awesome. You're my best friend. That's it for this edition of i5. Hope you all had as much fun as I did. All of the apps and links and other info from the show lives at twit.tv/i5, by the way. And you can email ideas and questions or general feedback to us at i5@twit.tv. App suggestions, too. You can leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-i5 or send us a video with an app review of your own. Come on, do it. Don't be shy. Be a star. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll see you next week on i5.